as I've shared with you on several different occasions, my family is, except for me, have the gift of growing things. And not that I don't want to. I think it would be really cool if I could grow stuff. But anyway, my sister, Christina, she actually went to school and she has a degree in horticulture. And so she knows like all about plants and trees. And usually if I have plants and tree questions, I usually ask her. But she has like some fruit trees and different things like that. And so it's kind of fascinating when she goes out to prune the trees, because there will be branches that I think are like really good branches and that like you should keep these branches and things like that. And she's like, psh, 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 and she's like snipping them off. I'm like, what are you doing? Those are like good branches. She's like, no. But she like knows what she's doing. And so then when, you know, the trees, they leaf out and they flower and it really does, because her trees produce an abundance of fruit. And so Jesus is using this, this understanding of this idea of pruning as an analogy for us in terms of the spiritual life. And to be honest with you, just full disclosure here on my spiritual life, I really don't like pruning, especially when it comes to me. But I don't know if any of us really do. And, you know, because like when I get pruned, it's like I don't like it. Like, anyway, I know it's for my good, but so I was praying about like this pruning process and things that, you know, because when we're getting pruned, like I said, we don't really like it. I don't know, maybe you guys like it, but I don't, okay? But I was reading something from St. Thomas Aquinas. He had a really good quote I really liked. He said, "Although someone is well-disposed and united to God, still, if his actions are bent on diverse and trifling things, his power is weakened and he is rendered less effective to do good. Hence, it is that God, to make us productive of good, often cuts off from us and purges us of similar impediments by sending us tribulations and temptations, which, if we overcome, we become stronger in the performance of the good. And therefore, no man in this life is so pure that he may be more and more purified." I thought that was really interesting. You know, that God sends us, you know, St. Thomas is saying that God sends us impediments, but to purge us of impediments, he sends us tribulations and temptations. These are the means of pruning. And I mean, who likes to experience temptations and tribulations? I don't know about you, but I don't. Okay? I like it when things are easy. I like to float along on the clouds. I like, you know, rainbows and butterflies and, you know, all those sorts of things when everything is nice, sweet and nice on the inside. But he's saying that sometimes for our own good, God will allow us to experience pruning. He will allow us to experience those tribulations and temptations. And isn't this what Jesus says in the gospel? He says, "He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you." And so I think we need to think about, at least I do, to rethink those things in our life that maybe we struggle with. And maybe we're struggling with temptation. Maybe we're struggling with some sort of suffering. Maybe we're struggling with some sort of thing. And a lot of times our first reaction to those things, and maybe we're praying that God takes away that struggle. Maybe we're praying that God takes away that temptation. Maybe we're praying that God takes all these things away. And it doesn't happen. So then we can think that, you know, our natural conclusion is that either God is not listening to my prayer, or God doesn't care about me, or God hates me. But have we ever considered the possibility that our experience of those things is in reality God's love for us? And that's really contrary to the normal way that we think. But when we really but when you really think about what Jesus is saying here, everyone, he takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. So he says, every branch in me. So he's saying that those that have a relationship with him, in me, are united with him. He says, I'm the vine and my Father is the vine grower. So Jesus is this vine. He's the one that gives us life. And when we are connected to him, we have life as a branch. We receive everything from him that is good. We receive the gift of his grace. We receive the gift of his love. It flows in and through us. In reality, it is his precious blood that flows into us. But even when we are connected to Christ, even when we are united to Jesus, he says, he takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. So that if that is not bearing fruit, he's going to take that branch away. He's going to take us away. And everyone that does bear fruit, so if we are bearing fruit in our life, then he prunes us so that it bears more fruit. And so this idea of this pruning process is, and this idea of temptation and affliction in our life can be for us not a sign of God's disfavor, not a sign of God's displeasure, not a sign that we're extremely, you know, messed up or whatever. But really we can see that as a sign of God's pruning. That God wants us to bear more fruit. That he wants us to grow. Not just to have life, but to have life in abundance. It's not good enough just for us to be connected to him. No, he wants us to have life. He wants us to be alive. He wants us to bear fruit to the greatest extent possible for the kingdom of God. So that we can share that gift of his love with others. So that we can experience that fruitfulness in our own lives. Of his love, of his joy, of his peace, of his patience, of his kindness, his generosity. These are the fruits of the Spirit that he wants us to experience in abundance. But I know when I experience temptation, or when I experience tribulation, a lot of times I don't handle it quite so well. I don't see it as a sign of God's predilection. I see it as a sign of punishment. That God hates me. So that's really what we want to pray for and pray about. Is to think about what are the things that we're struggling with in this life? And are we seeing that as God's pruning? Because the key to God's pruning is that the branch surrender. That whatever he's trying to take away in us, whatever he's trying to prune into it, we give it to him. But so often we're like, no, not that. I have to give up that. It's only when the branch surrenders. It's only when we give everything over to him without connection, we give everything to him without holding anything back for ourselves. And a lot of times we try to give everything to him, but then we start taking things back. Well, I might need that later. Oh, how about that? Surrender everything to him. Yes, Lord, I accept this. Yes, Lord, I accept your grace. Lord, I know that you will be with me in this tribulation. Lord, I know that you will give me the strength to overcome this temptation. Surrender. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that he does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I have spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on his own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. So let us really, as we go forward in life, and as we think about that idea of bearing fruit for the kingdom of God, of bearing fruit spiritually, let us surrender to the pruning of Jesus so that we can bear more fruit for the kingdom of God.